зале. Я хочу, чтобы все, кто здесь, на этом месте, я хочу, чтобы все вышли наперед, если просто... Я хочу, чтобы вы разбили свой комфорт. Я знаю, что вы привыкли там на своих местах быть и в своем, как бы, мире. Но я хочу, чтобы мы просто в этот вечер сегодня разбили всякий комфорт, брали всякий комфорт. Чтобы воздать Ему славу, чтобы прославить Его.
God, He is a good God, Jesus. more by your glory, God. We want nothing more by your presence, God. We want nothing more by your kingdom come and your will be done, Lord. Just pray that may your kingdom come. May your will be done, Lord. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. Here on earth, we release your kingdom here on earth. We release your kingdom here on earth. Every voice, every voice, every voice, release his kingdom, release his kingdom, release your kingdom, God, release your kingdom, God. Oh, we cry out for your kingdom, we cry out for your kingdom, we want your kingdom. Rising up higher.
children of light. With your righteousness. We don't approach the throne with our own righteousness.
your righteousness. You're the one that makes us holy, Jesus. Father, thank you. We're your one family with you. That you call us into your family. That you've released the spirit of adoption upon us. And now we're called the sons and daughters of God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you've filled us with your spirit. And now your fullness dwells on the inside of us. And I ask, let that mystery be unveiled. Let that mystery be unveiled, the mystery of the Spirit indwelling. Indwelling in the sons and the daughters of God. Open our eyes to your reality. Let your light come and illuminate the eyes of our heart. That we might stand in the truth. And that all your truth would affect us on every level. As you come unveil the truth, we get affected by that truth and it changes our life. So I ask, make us understand what the family of God is. Let us comprehend how much you love us and how much you desire us and that we're one with you. One with you. Help us to understand your ways. Teach us your laws and your principles. Lift us into your glory. A place where your family is welcome, a place where your bride is welcomed. Lift us into your glory. For we were created for your glory, Jesus. We were created for your glory. Let there be a lifting. Let there be ascending to the hill of God to encounter God face to face. Thank you for maturing us. Thank you for maturing us. I know that we're approaching a time where you will begin to manifest your sons in the earth, all over the earth, in every nation, in every region. Lord, we're believing for every city and every town to be touched by the sons of God, by the sons of light. Let your kingdom break through. Let it crash in into every nation, in every region, every geographical region. Touch every race, every tongue, touch every people group. Let the gospel go forth in power with signs and wonders showing the reality of God. Let your kingdom go forth. Let it spread all over the earth. Come to us. Come to us. Come and manifest yourself in this generation in ways that you've not before, in ways that we can't even comprehend. Come to us. Come and visit this generation. Show us your glory. Show us your kingdom. Jesus, come and show us the Father. Manifest Father in the earth again. Manifest your Father in the earth again. The words and the works of the Father, let him be apparent again in the earth. Come and do it again. Come and do it through your church. We want to partner with you, Jesus. Partner with you in this end time commissioning to reach the harvest, to go forth and preach the gospel. To release the testimony of Jesus Christ. Go after the harvest.
manifest your kingdom in greater signs and greater wonders. You said that we would walk in greater signs and wonders. Lord, we just decree that we are a generation of greater works. We are a generation of greater glory. And you're preparing a remnant body of people fully dedicated to you, preparing them for greater works, setting them apart for greater glory. It's the John the Baptist generation, those that are set apart to prepare the way for the Lord. A voice crying out in the wilderness, a voice with authority, a voice that carries power, a voice that carries a creative power, a voice that is crying out in the wilderness, preparing the way for the Lord, preparing the way for the Lord, for the Lord's return, so that your glory might be revealed all over this earth, all over this earth. Lord, every knee will bow before you, Jesus. Every knee will bow before you, Jesus. There's coming a time where every knee will bow before you, Jesus, and will declare that you are Lord. But Lord, we don't want to wait for that time. Let us fall before you right now. Let us kneel before you right now. And worship you in the way that you deserve. Worship you in spirit and in truth. Those are the worshipers you're seeking. Those are the worshipers the Father is looking for. Let us fall before you now, Jesus, in great adoration. An ecstatic worship. Teach us to worship you, Jesus. Teach the sons to worship. Teach your church to worship. True worship in spirit. Worship in truth. It looks like something and it feels like something. And I pray today that you would unveil. Unveil this great mystery. What does true worship looks like? Release the spirit of worship upon your church. Release your spirit of worship upon the church, that we would rise up and praise you and glorify you and worship you in the way that you are worthy, Jesus. In the way that you are worthy, that would cause your spirit to come and live among us, that would bring a habitation of God. Habitation of God. The spirit of worship releases a habitation of God. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. We're asking for this shift, for this change, for our eyes to be opened. And we might begin to worship you with our hearts. Hearts, with our minds, with our souls, with our spirits, wholehearted worship, that it would break out in the church, a wholehearted worship, that no chains would be able to hold us back, no opinion of people, no fear of men, no shame, no condemnation, no fear would hold us back. Let there be a radical worship raised up in the church. I would release the habitation of God in our midst. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where miracles would break out. Where salvation would break out. Where deliverance would break out. Right in the midst of our services. Right in the midst of our gatherings. That it would be apparent that God is in this place. People would run to this place. Because God is here. Because God is manifesting. God is manifesting His kingdom. He's manifesting the reality of His kingdom. Lord, bring us into this place where we can begin to cultivate worship. Cultivate worship that would cause heaven to come down in such a way, in such a mighty way, that would bring a true reality of heaven to earth. And people would run to your house. People would run to your house because they would know it's a place of encountering Jesus. That it's a place where they can encounter Jesus. Place where you can get saved. Where you encounter Jesus. And when you encounter Jesus, you become free. You become healed. You become whole again. We desire that above all things, Lord, that you would show up. That you would show up. Take over Jesus. Release the true ministry of Jesus Christ. A true ministry of Jesus Christ. Where we don't have to preach the healings. All we have to do is preach the healer. And miracles would break out. We don't have to talk about deliverances. We just talk about the deliverer and people would be set free because it's all about you. It's when you show up, freedom shows up. Jesus, when you come, freedom comes. Joy comes. Peace comes. Wholeness. Salvation breaks out. Where those family members that we've been praying for such a long time would begin to come into salvation. Family members would come back and give their lives to Jesus. Those prodigal sons and daughters that have walked away from you, they would begin to come back to you, Jesus. Come and do it, Lord. Come and do it. Release the spirit of reconciliation, even among the families, even relation to you. Reconciliation, people coming back to you. People running back to you, those that have experienced you, but they walked away. Let there be a full dedication. A full dedication where they grab hold of you and never turn back anymore. Calling on spirit of reconciliation to come. Of Elijah to come forth. Reconciliation. Fathers and sons and fathers. Reconcile relationships. In the natural and in the spirit. Reconciliation. Lord, we're just taken over by the zeal, passion for your house. It is not okay that people come to you and walk away from you. It is not okay. And if we took any part in that, Lord, we repent and we don't want to be part of that anymore. We want to show the true gospel, the true kingdom, and the true Jesus Christ. That we would be burning ones. We would be the burning ones. And we would be walking in your glory. Your presence, full of your supernatural power, that whatever you are cultivating and growing, that it would sustain and it would get bigger and it would grow stronger and it would expand and take ground and conquer and go forth and stretch the tent further and further. Let this ministry have an impact even here locally, Lord. Touch the hearts of many youth all around the region. Even those that have been in this place and they've walked away. Release a cry. Release a sound that will draw them back. Holy Spirit, we're asking you to come and knock on their doors. Bring back the youth. Bring back all the people that the enemy stole. Bring it back. Release the spirit of Elijah. So break out. Break out. Draw people onto you. Because it's the job of the Holy Spirit. It is not our job to run after people and beg them to come to Jesus. It's the job of the Holy Spirit to compel people, to compel people to come to Jesus. It's the job of the Holy Spirit to touch the hearts of people. So Holy Spirit, we direct this prayer to you. Knock on those hearts. Knock on the doors of those hearts. Bring it back. Bring it back to Jesus. They don't even have to come to this place, but bring it back to Jesus. Meet them in their house. Meet them in their cars. In their workplace. In the school. Wherever they are. Bring them back to Jesus. Release fresh new hope and just pour out the heart of the Father. Love on them again. Holy Spirit, love on them. That they would come back, that they would run to the Father. They would run to the Father. We pray according to the will of God. Lord, you don't want anyone to be condemned. But you want everyone to be saved and harvested and brought into your kingdom. And even in this place, increase fire. Increase the burning. Increase the intensity of hunger of people. Intensity of fire. Intensity of passion to be increased, because what we're doing now is not able to take us to the next level. Lord, increase intensity of hunger, increase intensity of passion, passion that would break us through to the next level, like next level that you've prepared for us. I'm asking you for intensity. Fire of God to be increased in our hearts. Fire of God to be increased in our hearts. Hunger to be increased. Come on, passion. Passion and zeal for Jesus to be increased. For the new things of God to break out. Break out. Fresh fire would break out. In every home, in every family, in every heart, in our midst. In our personal lives, in our corporate gatherings, fresh fire would begin to break out. A sovereign move of God would come. We're asking for a sovereign move of God. Don't let it be delayed. Don't let it be delayed. Don't let nothing hold it back. Don't let it be delayed. But a sovereign move of God to begin. The move of God, an authentic move of God, an authentic move of God that would release a separation of the bride from the world, authentic move of God that would cause people to separate from the world and give their lives to you, Jesus. Oh, give their lives to you where the holy fear of God would come, the worshipful fear of God would come. Release the sovereign move of Jesus. An outpouring of the Holy Spirit. A fresh new revival. Revive us. Revive us. Especially those that are falling asleep. Especially those that are lukewarm, Jesus. Revive. Release fresh fire. Fresh fire, Jesus. Increase fire. We want your fire. We want Jesus. Let this be a habitation of the Holy Spirit. And yet more presence. And yet stronger, stronger glory. Stronger presence. Come on, stronger glory. Glory manifesting. Shekinah glory manifesting. Even in the days of Moses, when the tent of tabernacle was pitched and the glory of God showed up in a form of a cloud, a Shekinah glory, everyone knew that God was in that place. Everyone knew when God came because the glory, the cloud was in over the tent. And when God spoke to Moses face to face, Jesus, we want that same presence. Because it was that same Jesus. It was the Word. It was the Word of God. It's that same Jesus, the Spirit of God that spoke to Moses in the tabernacle. We desire for God to show up and manifest in a way that it would be visible and audible and tangible, that would change lives. That it would change lives. We're going after transformation. That our lives would be changed forever. That we would begin to truly lay down our lives for the one and only Jesus. That we would be fully gripped and captivated by Jesus. Come to the Lord, because we're so hungry. So hungry for the move of God. So hungry for the move of God. Break out. Do what you intended to do, Jesus. Let your purposes come forth. Let your will be done. Jesus, let your purposes come forth.
God, oh, declare this is the place where life.
whatever stronghold is holding us, was holding us, God, it's not going to stand anymore. Because this is the place of transformation, Lord. This is the place, God, where harvest is going to gather. This is the place where hearts are going to gather together in unity, God, and in love and worship to you, God. This is the place, God, where hearts are going to gather together, God, because they love you so much. Because we love you so much. Because we need you so much. This is the place, God, where there's going to be true hunger, God. There's going to be true liberty in this place, God. There's going to be true light in this place, God. Where the face of God is going to be seen, Lord, in this place, Lord. In our eyes, in our hearts, God, people will see you. They will focus on you, God. They will see you. Not us, not man, God. But they will see you, God. They will feel your presence and they will be changed by your presence, Lord. We just declare this is the time. This is the season. This is the place. Because we are the people that have gathered in this place to be transformed, God. We are the people that were chosen and called by your name into this place, God. And we believe that we're going to see a transformation, Lord, out of this place, God. It's going to expand. This place is going to expand. It's going to be packed. It's going to be packed with harvest. It's going to be packed with hungry souls, with hungry hearts, God. This is the place, God, where people will be coming to see you, Lord. People will be coming to see you, God, because they have heard of your works, God. Because they have seen and felt your works, God. This is the place. And we just thank you for it, Lord. We just give you glory right now, Lord, in our hearts, Lord. You have called us by our name, God. And we have answered, and we will follow you. And we will see multitudes of ones that you have called, God. We will see multitudes of those that you have called. They will come. They will not be held back anymore. They will come running. They will come running. They will come running. They will come running. Believe in that. That's why we're here. You are good, God. You have not changed. You're mighty God. You have not changed. You're still the same yesterday and forever. So right now, God, we just want to give you our thanks to you. We just want to give you our praise to you. We just want to give you our thanks, God. Right now, everyone in this place, I want you to get up out of your seat and I want you to give him worship. I want you to shout out his name. Give him praise like you've never praised before. Lift his name because he is the King. He is the Lord. He is the King. He is the Lord. Just praise him. Lift him up. Praise his name. Release praise. Release glory. Release freedom. Everyone, rise up. Come on, give him praise, praise. Just join with the angels, just join with the angels, just join with the angels. He is the King, he has not changed. He is a God, a mighty God, a mighty God, a mighty God. He's the Lion of Judah. He is the Lion of Judah. He is the Lion of Judah. He rules, and he rules, and he roars, and he rules, and he roars. Jesus, Jesus, this is for you, Jesus. This is for you, Jesus. This is to you, Jesus. This is for you, God. This is for you. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You're good, God. You're good, God. You're good, 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 God. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. We love you. We love you. And we love you. And we love you. How many lovers do we have in this place? How many lovers do we have in this place? Love you.
You deserve it. You deserve it. Thank you again. Thank you. Thank you.
You know what I believe? I believe even though there might be a few of us in here, but when we really truly worship God, we're joining with the entire creation in that praise. It's not only you, it's not only your voice, it's the entire creation, it's the angels. He's good, God. And especially today, how many of y'all, it's Halloween today. We're gonna praise our God like we've never had before, because He deserves it. Because He is God and there is no other God. We're just gonna tremble upon every other spirit, every other spirit of darkness, because we are the sons of God. We're the sons of light. We're the sons and daughters of light. And this is our place. This is our land. God is good. God is good.